McDonald's has built its brand around serving lots of cheap food fast. But now the company is trying to change its image so customers will associate the massive franchise with sustainability. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, McDonald's is using Alaskan pollock to make its case.
Last week, McDonald's announced that it will stop using other fish and switch to 100% Alaskan pollock in all 14,000 of its United States restaurants. Pollock is served in McDonald's famous Filet-O-Fish sandwich, as well as a new menu item called Fish McBites. With that announcement, McDonald's also unveiled new packaging for its products. The food boxes feature the Marine Stewardship Council's Eco Label, which says McDonald's fish is verified as sustainable, wild-caught Alaskan pollock. McDonald's is paying the MSC to use that label, though they won't reveal how much. According to Eric Gonring, a public affairs representative with McDonald's, this is all part of a strategy to attract socially conscious diners.
We know customers are increasingly interested in knowing where their food comes from and also understanding, you know, what a business does to be a responsible corporate citizen.
Sylvia Edifaw, who manages the fishing boats in the Unalaska Fleet Cooperative, says McDonald's new menu and marketing could give Bering Sea fishermen a boost.
The idea is that with the addition of the fish bites, they'd be using more pollock, and also it certainly isn't going to hurt by putting the MSC label on even their fish sandwiches.
McDonald's started using Alaskan pollock 55 years ago. Since then, the fisheries developed a reputation for sustainability, and it was certified by the nonprofit MSC almost a decade ago. Some environmental organizations have criticized the MSC's standards as being too lax. But regardless, the designation has given Alaskan fishermen an edge over their major competitors in Russia. Alaska's pollock is more expensive but considered more sustainable than Russian fish. But now, the Russian fishing industry is pursuing the MSC designation as well. One segment of the Russian fishery just passed its sustainability study with the lowest required score. Edifaw says that's a big letdown for Alaskan fishermen.
We've worked hard at getting the word out and changing things within our own systems to step up to the plate and be good stewards and be good citizens. And yet the Russian MSC certification is sliding in on the minimum.
Gonring, the McDonald's PR representative, says he can't confirm whether McDonald's would start using Russian pollock in its restaurants if that got the MSC seal of approval. He did say the company is sticking with the MSC label no matter what.
I know that our commitment is to source from 100% sustainable fisheries, and the MSC standard is the one we've chosen.
The MSC is supposed to make a final judgment on the Russian pollock fishery in February. McDonald's new Fish McBites will also debut in February. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.